Have a listen to Patrick Mulholland, the president of the trade union NIPSA. Patrick, good morning to you.
Stephen.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, Stephen, I must say I'm very disappointed to hear Connor and Sammy speaking of a mind and basically following Tory party diktats. I think, first of all, when we have a discussion on economics, we should try and put it into real terms. It should be clear. What we are now talking about is a devastating level of pay cuts, job cuts, service cuts, and the knock-on effect of very significant cuts in the private sector as well. Because the private sector gains a lot by public service spend. That's self-evident. And that's part of what...
But tell me, saying there's no alternative.
Well, you see, part of the difficulty here, Stephen, is the approach the Assembly has had over a period of time. And essentially what they have done is send the wrong message to the government in Westminster. Their message to the government in Westminster has actually been cut the Northern Ireland block grant, if you think about what they have said over a period of time. That has encouraged the Tories. It has meant it is very difficult now for the Northern Ireland Assembly politicians to put up any meaningful resistance. And you actually hear Connor saying that what we should now do is agree a budget of massive cuts, and then once we get that sorted out, then we should ask Westminster
for
more money.
That's not what he said.
What we should...
He was talking actually about protecting core services. Sammy, do you want to speak to Patrick?
Yes, I do. I mean, Patrick, I think you should get real.
I think I am very real about this.
No, you're not real.
You're not real.
Hold on, Patrick. Have a listen to him. Answer
me two questions. First of all, where would the extra money which you want spent on public services come from? We get a block grant and we have got very limited revenue-raising powers. And are you saying that you would like to have more revenue-raising powers so that we tax people more heavily in Northern Ireland as a result of actions by the executive? And secondly, given that not only the current government is saying that it will have to cut public spending and will be cutting public spending, but even the Labour Party is saying if it was in power, it would be cutting public spending, how do you think we're going to get this extra money from the government at Westminster?
Do you want me to deal with those, Stephen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can I start with this point? When Sammy refers to getting real, I want to get real. What we are talking about here is the next generation in Northern Ireland, the children in Northern Ireland not having the education that they're entitled to. We are talking about working class families being driven to despair because of unemployment. We are talking about people not getting the health service they deserve. So I think I am very much getting real when I'm talking about these issues.
I think he meant get real as in what would your solution be? You can't magic money off a magic money tree.
Well, let's deal with the magic money tree. Let's deal with this issue as well. I go back to my point. The message that our Assembly has sent to the Tory party in Westminster is cut, cut and cut.
No, but
more.
Where would you
and
get the money from?
Let me finish, Stephen.
But you're not
let
answering the question.
Let me finish, Stephen. And when they finish saying cut, cut and cut more, they say, could you also cut out corporation tax out of our budget? Take another 400 million out. So they've sent the wrong message to Westminster. What our Assembly should have been doing is showing the same enthusiasm for taking on governments and fighting on issues as they would do if it was about a flag or if it was about marches and all those other issues that our politicians will jump up and down on and they'll tear the world to hell on.
Go ahead, Sammy.
On this issue, they go and they say to the government, not only have you cut plenty and we're enthusiastic and we'll manage that, they then say, will you cut another 400 million out in corporation tax? What a message to send to the Tories for the last 4 years. This Assembly has put us where we are today.
Well, you still haven't answered the two questions that I put to you.
Well, let me answer the question. Let me answer the question. What I would say to you now. What I would say to you
now.
What I would say to you now. What I would say to you now, Sammy, is see on Friday, don't implement a budget of cuts. Don't do it. Stand up for the people of Northern Ireland.
You're not telling us where you would get the money from.
Well, Patrick,
you've finished three times now. You don't know where you'd get the money from, do you?
Let me finish, Stephen. Let me finish. Stand up for the people of Northern Ireland. We will stand beside you.
What does that mean?
And we take on the government,
yeah,
Minister, and we say we want more money into our
and
budget.
And if they say you're not getting it, what are you going to do? So you stand there with your hand out, you say we want more money, you're told you're not getting it. What happens next?
We fight, we we organise a wider alliance of people across Britain and Northern Ireland who are prepared to take on this government and who are prepared to fight for more money to come back to the ordinary people.
And Patrick, I'll tell you one thing.
This is what we have to do. You see, I want to be realistic about this.
No, you're not.
Let's be realistic.
Well, let Sammy speak to you. I want this to be a conversation, Patrick. Stephen. You're finishing every 2 seconds. Let Sammy speak to you.
I'll tell you one thing. See, if I was one of Patrick's members, I'd be sacking him. You know what he's saying to us? He's saying to me that the executive should refuse to set a budget, which
yes.
means that next year the departments which his members work for don't know what money they have coming in, who they can employ, how long they can employ them for, what wages they can pay them, because they'll not have a budget to work from. Now, is he really saying that kind of uncertainty for thousands of public sector workers is better than the certainty of having a budget, albeit a budget which, because of necessity, is tighter than what we wish it to be? That kind of anarchy might sound great in the rhetoric of your programme, Stephen, but it does not serve the members or the public or those who have to deliver services in Northern Ireland well.
Can I say, Stephen, anarchy, the terms anarchy and rhetoric coming from a Northern Ireland politician, good God, that hardly rings very true. And these are people who are known for their anarchy and rhetoric over the last 30 years. But to deal with this issue about budgets and what to do and what not to do, you've already extracted from Sammy yourself.
You're the biggest
union in Northern Ireland,
Patrick.
We are the biggest union. We are.
You're still
we
not
are.
Telling me what you're going to do. You're still not telling me what your solution is.
Let me finish my point, please, Stephen. You have already extracted from Sammy that Friday is not a real deadline. It is a deadline that has been invented. Northern Ireland Assembly doesn't have to set a budget for Friday. And what the Northern Ireland politicians need to do now is they need to link with the politicians in Scotland, they need to link with the politicians in Wales, and they need to link with any politicians in Britain who have the nerve for it, and they need to link with the wider trade union movement and say, we have had enough of cuts, we have had enough of bowing the head for 5 years and encouraging the Tories. We now have to take them on, and we now have to
take them on. Why is that not an option, Sam?
Very, very good, Patrick. Very good. And what success has
just,
your...
Just think, Sammy, if it was
success,
a flag you were fighting about, do the same Patrick, thing as you would
Patrick,
do if it was a flag.
This is the real test. See if that were the case. What
yes.
success have the trade unions have over the last 5 years in changing the attitude and the approach of this government? What success has the opposition at Westminster had in changing the approach of this government? So don't you think, and don't sell this cheap idea to the people of Northern Ireland, that somehow, if there was a united front from parties in Northern Ireland and going over to Westminster, that suddenly David Cameron would be doing a U-turn on these issues. You know full well that that's just cheap nonsense, and it's only given people false hope. The one thing I'll tell you, and during my years as finance minister, I was regularly at the Treasury fighting the case for Northern Ireland, where there was additional money we found, getting that additional money, and we did get additional money on a whole range of things. So
the case has been
fought, but it can't be fought on this kind of general political thing. It's got to be fought on specific issues where there's a case to be made.
So you're making the point, Sammy, that you've successfully extracted more money from the government in Westminster, and then your other point is you can't successfully extract money from Westminster. It has to be one or the other.
Let me finish.
Let me finish. Instead of enthusiastically managing the cuts for the Tories, I'm putting it up to you, the politicians. Don't set a budget on Friday, because you don't have to. You've admitted that yourself. Don't set a budget on Friday. Join with us. Fight the Westminster. Take them on and fight for more money. And can I say as well, it really does ill-behove our politicians who have sat with a begging bowl outside Westminster for 5 years saying, cut the Northern Ireland budget, literally cut the Northern Ireland budget, to then go, well, they won't give us more money. You need to change what you're saying to the Tories. You cannot say to them, cut 400 million out of the budget, and then on the other hand say we want more money. It has to be one or the other. There needs to be a clear message coming from the unions, coming from the politicians in Northern Ireland, coming from the people in Northern Ireland, that we're not prepared to accept a situation where our children don't get a good education, where there's no jobs, where the private sector gets hammered through the wall and small businesses close. We're not prepared to accept this.
We demand
that Westminster stumps up. Because part of the problem is, Sammy, we need to deal with it, is the imbalance in the
North. And if you were an English taxpayer and they demand that Westminster doesn't stump up.
They'll get less of an education if they adopt your strategy where we don't set a budget and then the permanent secretary of the Department of Finance and Personnel says to departments, OK, you can have 75% of what you're entitled to next year. Now, what kind of education, what kind of health service, what kind of services are you going to get if we go down that route? Because that's the kind of nonsense that you're talking here this morning, and you haven't answered the question as to how, if you've got the Labour Party, if it succeeded in the next election, saying it would impose cuts, the Conservative Party saying we're imposing cuts, and in 5 years, the joint action of the trade unions and the opposition of the Labour Party here at Westminster hasn't changed the government and turned them around. So don't be giving false hope to people.
Okay.
We have to deal with reality,
with
the kind of fantasy stuff that you're coming off with this morning.
Okay, Patrick O'Mahony, we're going to leave it there. Let me say thank you.